Sitka's sales tax is 5% in winter, 6% in summer. It funds more than a third of the city's operating budget. And if you're an Alaska resident who's 65 or older, you don't have to pay it. You are exempt. That, however, may be about to change. Assemblymember Matt Hunter sponsored a proposal to repeal the senior sales tax exemption.
I definitely 100% respect my elders, and I respect all the seniors who have come before and built this town.
But he said it all comes down to one question. Is this sustainable?
If one looks up the projected demographics of our town, the age groups, in just a decade or two, we're rapidly approaching the point where greater than 30% of the residents are going to be over the age of 65 and qualifying for the exemption. That means that almost a third of the population will not be paying sales taxes.
Hunter's proposal, co-sponsored with Assemblymembers Stephen Eisenbeiss and Tristan Gavon, would replace the exemption with a rebate for low-income seniors. To receive the rebate, residents would have to sign an application declaring that they're experiencing financial hardship. But nobody in City Hall would check on income levels. The city would leave it to residents to decide whether or not they qualify. The rebate would total up to $400 for an individual or $541 for a couple. Hunter said those amounts are designed to cover the average sales tax paid on food, fuel, and utilities. In other words, the necessities. And unlike the current exemption, it would be limited to Sitka residents. The proposal faced emotional opposition Tuesday night. While one member of the public spoke in favor, six people spoke against it.
I was young once and know what it is to be poor and hardly able to pay my bills. However, I scrimped and saved so that life would be comfortable in my older years. Now I feel that I am being punished for working so long and hard.
I think I paid my dues. I really, truly do. I'm 80 years old and I'm still working. And I don't know, it's just disgusting that you keep picking on the old people.
Our old-timers would have said, "Tleskaikute." Are you ashamed?
Those were Sitka residents Lois Rhodes, Shirley Robards, and John Duncan Sr. Hunter said he knows that many seniors are struggling, but he said so are young families. He said he's watched friends leave town because of the high cost of living, and exempting all seniors regardless of income means that younger residents have to shoulder the full cost of city services. That's simply not fair, he said.
I'm trying to find a way that we can get people who can afford to pay their share and still offer something for those who are truly struggling, because it breaks my heart anytime someone has to leave this town who wants to live here. I can't imagine something worse myself. Mm-hmm. This is home.
The assembly was split on the issue. Member Aaron Swanson said he could not in good conscience raise taxes on seniors. But Tristan Gavon said he could support a version with a slightly higher rebate. And Michelle Putz suggested raising the age at which people become eligible for the rebate to 70. In the end, the assembly postponed the measure, asking the sponsors to revise it. It will be back on the agenda on July 14th. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.